Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metal Magdalene with Jet, and happy Oktoberfest! Who better to have on our Oktoberfest special than Jer of Tankard? Welcome to the show!
Hey, nice to hear you. Welcome. I'm not the really Oktoberfest guy, but I'm the singer of Tankard, and yesterday we celebrate our 30th birthday of thrash metal in our hometown city, and I'm very sorry, but I'm still drunk. Nice to hear you.
You don't have to be sorry. I'm sure half of our listeners are drunk too, so nobody will even know the difference. So how was that? Like you said, 30 years. You had your 30th. I saw some pictures of cake and all that kind of stuff. I mean, did you really think, you know, honestly, from when you first started out, did you think you'd still be doing this for 30 years?
No, we never. Of course, we never thought about that because we went all to school, you know, 15, 16 years old, listening to a new wave of British heavy metal. The first Metallica came out, and we start a band now, you know. And after 30 years, so we are very proud of it because it's not the most commercial music. We don't sell so many records. But we were in the German charts, place 33, 32 for 1 week. Totally proud of it, fuck up, man. But we never thought about that to keep up for 30 years. But you know, Tankard is a band just like having fun to playing that kind of really hard thrash metal music, and we still have a lot of fun. And so I think. I mean, now I have a little bit pain in my back, you know, because of stage diving yesterday. But I think I can do it for the next 30 years. No problem.
So, you know, like you said, you've been doing this for such a long time. You and Frank started the band. You guys still in it.
Frank and me. Frank, founded the band with Axel, the guitar player, and I was a singer from the first day, and I missed no concert till yet.
and you're still going strong. And even though, like you were saying, maybe you're no Metallica, but everybody knows you. You know what I mean? Do you have like your cult following? You know, all your fans. Not a bad deal.
Everybody knows Tankard, but nobody sees us. You know, it's we do that shit beside our normal jobs, you know, and we really have to come. We really have to do a tour in the U.S., you know, with Beta or Sodom or something like that, with some other German thrash bands. That would be really cool to show up. We try everything to come over, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to take your word for that now.
Yeah, you can blame me for that because I'm a half Italian. I'm mafia, you know?
Yeah, there you go. So you should be able to buy your way over here or something, threaten somebody. You should get over here somewhere with that mafia side. So you know what you're saying, how I have a theory for how you're saying that. No, a lot of people know who you are, but you don't see like the cash that these other bands do. But the reason for that, Jer, is let me tell you. Your fans are more busy spending their money on beer than buying your albums. So that's the reason for that. They know who you are, but
that's really funny, but you know, I really would love to say one or two words for that, because you know everybody sees Tankard as a, you know, yeah, they're a beer band, you know, they are just making party. But I mean, we did a lot of good thrash albums,
and
a lot of good mixtures of serious
lyrics
and funny lyrics and so. But I mean, it was our own fault to do it from the beginning, like Chemical Invasion, The Morning After, like these albums to have this kind of image. So nowadays we're gonna do a little bit joke out of this image.
And people have so good.
We don't take ourselves too seriously.
That's good.
But we do serious music. Oh. I would really say.
And I think people in this industry are aware of that because, honestly, you wouldn't be able to be around as long as you have if people didn't take you seriously. And, you know, people know and they think of Tankard, you know, you have great riffs, you know, great, and the music is there. And it is fun music, too. So I think that's something that you guys have that's special. You don't take yourself too seriously.
I mean, the one really special thing with Tankard is we try to combine really hard, fresh music, fresh metal, combine with kind of fun.
And I think that's why you have been around,
But we also can play very serious songs, you know?
Sure.
Like Time Warp or some very serious songs with some serious lyrics. We can play live with a lot of fun, you know?
Oh, yeah. And people, like I said, I think that's why you've stood the test of time. You appeal to everybody, you know? It's great. And, like, you have, 15 albums out, EPs, demos, videos. You tour a lot, really. You have families and day jobs. How do you keep it all organized without pulling all your hair out?
So, the music is the most important thing in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Besides all the other bullshit, like working, having a family or something like that. No. So, the other guys all have children. And
sure.
We all spend all our free time into activities of the band. And so, this is the way how we can manage it. And if you're going to ask me, I would quit my job tomorrow and I sit on the computer and do 24 hours everything for Tankard. No problem for me. Because, but I want to go to meet you to have a beer together with me. Is it possible?
For me to have a beer with
you? Are you married or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm married, but that don't matter. You can still have beers. You know, I'm old.
That's not the great problem, right?
You can come over here to the United States. We'll have a freaking 12-pack of beers. You just got to get over here.
Yeah, we were there in January with 70,000 tons of metal. It was very amazing. Brilliant.
Ah, so out on a cruise.
But I don't have the English word for it. You know, you sit in Miami Beach, you know.
Oh, yeah.
2 days before, and then you see every second another metal guy is coming into Miami Beach, you know. And all the, with the black t-shirts, and, you know, a big community then. Everybody drinks with everybody, you know. You know, coming from the States, coming from Canada, coming from Germany, coming from Italy, coming
it's
from
great.
South America. You know, this is the reason why I love this kind of music, because it's the most greatest fucking community all over the world.
It is, and
nothing
it's
to do with politics, with religion, with all that bullshit. You know, it's just the love for this kind of music, and so I am very proud of it, to travel all over the world to sing about zombie attack or something.
Now, speaking of zombie attack, can you remember that far back when that first came out and you got that first, I mean, they pressed the album back then, you know, they didn't have CDs back then. Getting that album in your hands.
No, CDs at the time. Only on vinyl.
We are old.
I was so fucking proud. I was so fucking proud because this was, we had two demos outside on tapes, you know. Today, you know, if you're gonna tell an 18 years guy, they don't know what a tape is, you know. But we are guys from the 80s, you know. We were big tape traders and all that stuff. And we were very proud to have the very, very first album. Of Tankard in our hands. It was a really, I don't know, very, very great, exciting moment.
Because then it's like, it's real. You have the material in your hand. Do you still have that album? Did you, like, frame it and put it somewhere?
Sorry?
Do you still have that album?
I have that album.
Hey, I don't know. No. Maybe you sold it on the eBay to buy yourself a new car.
I still have that album, and, I'm. You know, always the people ask me, what's your favorite Tankard album?
All of them.
I always said the first one.
Sure.
And the one we did just at the moment.
Because the first one is so exciting.
The first one is always my favorite because the first one we bring it out, and it was really a mixture of thrash metal, punk, and all that bullshit from the 80s, you know? I'm very sorry because I'm a little bit drunk.
It's fine.
It's okay for you.
It's fine with us. We're all drunk. It doesn't matter. So tell
doesn't
us.
Matter. Yeah, but you know, if I say I call you, then I call you.
You did. So you're drunk, but you still called on time. So that's pretty good.
Time warp again. I have to set things right. The next time, no mistakes, my friend. Time warp tonight. I tried to get my voice back.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. tell me, you know, back when you released, you know, Zombie Attack, what was, like, the metal scene, like, in Germany then that was getting you all pumped up to, like, do this kind of thing?
So I just can tell you about the 80s and the German metal scene, like, beginning of the 80s, everybody was, like, like, into the new wave of British heavy metal, like, bands like Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, and all that stuff, and of course, you had all the bands, like hard rock bands, like AC/DC and Deep Purple and all stuff. But in the beginning, in 80, 81, there was really the beginning of heavy metal shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of bands, was forming up in Germany, and then the next wave coming over from the Bay Area, like first Metallica, the first Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
Slayer album, and so we were just like, wow, what's that? The first thrash metal album I heard was Exodus, Wounded by Blood.
Oh boy.
So you said, wow, what's that? Wow, this is the kind of music we want to play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was all infected by the Bay Area thrash.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's coming. So, Germany is always a big market for heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest market in Europe, of course. And we have every weekend from May until the end of September. We have every weekend. We have a lot of festivals. You can go travel all around in Germany and see a lot of bands, so there is a really great community, and it was the beginning was really the 80s, you know?
Right.
The 80s was a new wave of British heavy metal, and then the Bay Area thrash was coming over to Germany, and everybody was infected, and everybody was freaking out!
Including you guys, it sparked a new fire in you guys! And the rest is history.
That's it.
So you guys played quite a few festivals and stuff too yourselves, right?
Pardon?
You guys in Tankard have played quite a few festivals too.
Yeah, now we have some festivals in Europe, and now we're gonna play a couple of shows this year, and we go to South America in January.
Now, will this be your first time playing there?
No, it's the second or third time.
Mm-hmm.
We play in Brazil and Argentina and Colombia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but the next time we want to play at your house.
All right, I got plenty of room. I've got 17 acres of land. We'll have a tankard festival. No problem. Just let me know when you're coming so we can set up the tents. And
send me an email. We will come for sure. If you have some cold beers for us.
Oh, no problem. We'll just have a whole truck full. Don't worry. We'll have a big Metal Messiah radio festival featuring tankard.
That would be really amazing.
No problem. I'll set some tents up for you guys to sleep in back there.
Yeah.
You guys don't need much. You're simple guys.
No problem.
Beer, and I'll dig a hole there for you to go do your business in.
Beer and some good talking to you.
Oh, sure. Plenty of women and stuff here. Nice Americans. We'll get some of our Canadian promoters down here. No problem.
Yeah, that sounds very cool. So now I have to stop the interview because I have to go to the airport to fly over to you.
Oh. Well, we're not going anywhere, so we'll be here for a long time. So, you know, whenever you're ready, let us know so we can set it up for you.
That would be really fucking amazing, really.
So, hey, tell us about, okay, so you're signed to Nuclear Blast now, right?
Yeah. We signed a new record contract.
Okay, so you
always give my signature. I don't know what happened anyway.
Like, yeah, sure, I'll sign there. So, and your latest CD, Girl Called Cerveza, is out on that too, right?
Right.
So how has, like, fan reaction been to the new one and, you know, industry reaction pretty good?
So, we are really satisfied to this step forward for tankard.
Mm-hmm.
The old record contract was over with AFM, and there were some people at Nuclear Blast, they really loved tankard for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, sit together, we have to gonna manage something, we have to bring tankard one step forward again, you know. And so we sat together, and that's amazing. We have a really great promotion guy, Florian Mills. Florian Mills, he is the most wonderful guy. I just had a couple of beers last night with him together.
Mm-hmm.
And, so they brought us in German official charts, and they do a lot of us. So we are really totally satisfied. But, you know, it's not a record contract like a football player.
Right, right.
I signed contract for 5 years.
Right.
Things like that. So they signed for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to look how the beer belly of the singer of Tanker is growing back, and then we're going to decide to give them a new contract.
Well, I seen that beer belly in a couple of those pictures. So far, so good.
That my fucking jokes.
So far, so good.
Sorry, I'm still so excited because of yesterday, because we played in a, it was sold out, and we're going to play an extra show in our hometown city, and so everybody was dancing with us. I'm sorry. please, don't be so angry with me. Okay?
I'm not. This is great. Hey, and
so we are totally satisfied with Nuclear Blast. They do really a lot. It's a totally different machinery, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They are the biggest heavy metal label in the fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
And, they can do a lot for a band if they believe in a band.
Right. And
so we will see. The next album we will also gonna do with Nuclear Blast because they were satisfied with the sellings of the new album.
Oh, yeah.
Where we will hit the German official charts, and that is for a band like thrash metal tankard. It's very exciting, you know.
Sure.
And, we fell out after 1 week anyway. But we really looking forward.
You guys had Doro Pesh as a guest on a song. Tell us about that. How the hell did you get Doro Pesh in there?
I fell in love with her, and I'm going to marry her next Wednesday.
Oh, well, we'll be looking forward to the pictures of that. Yeah, we can tell you. We can tell you're still a little drunk.
It was like, you know, I'm a big Doro fan for myself.
Uh-huh,
so
sure.
Also, your voice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a thrash metal guy.
And, yep.
But I also like normal heavy metal, and I really love Doro Pesh. And I was at that concert last December.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met her, and I was, you know, I was in a second or third row,
mm-hmm.
the audience, and then she saw me and said, "Hey, Gara from Tackle is here, come up on stage, sing along." So I have to sing along a little bit with her.
Nice.
And, you know, totally drunk. All we are, you know, and then later in the backstage room I said, "Oh, Doro, we're gonna have a song on the new album. It's like about metal lady boys, you know, it's about sexual thing. You wanna join us to sing along that?" And she said, "Yeah, Gara, I'm gonna do everything for you."
Oh, and wow. Wowee.
And so it was just that, yeah, she's a very nice person. If you're gonna ask her something and she say yes or no, if she say yes, she's everything.
Nice.
And so, yeah, I sent her the song. She said, "Hey, cool song," and it's my favorite song on the album.
I bet, because your fiance is singing on it.
Hello.
That's how rumors start. So, hey, where did you record this album? Do you record basically in Germany or somewhere else?
No, we recorded in our hometown city.
Mm-hmm.
And we recorded this. What's the second album with Michael Mainz.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a great producer of some German bands with chart number one places, you know.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But he's familiar to metal, and what he's doing different to the other guys is he's really taking care of the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, yeah, everybody thinks, yeah, he's just screaming, he's a thrash metal singer, but he's putting out the last 5 or 10% out of me,
mm-hmm.
of my voice out. It's hard work. It's
sure.
only one song per day, but he's doing. He has really good ideas, and yeah, I want to do the next album again with him.
Great, and the artwork is great on the album too. You know, it's funny and it makes you happy, just like your music. Now, is the woman on that album one of your groupies?
The woman on the album, the girl. No, if you really look into the eyes of the girl, you will find out that this is the sister of the King of Beer.
Ah!
This is the King of Beer, the sister of King of Beer.
Uh-huh. So we got to really look into her eyes.
Kings of Beer album, the BD album, or the Fat, Ugly, and Still Alive DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see this guy on the face.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the sister of it. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I get now a little bit drunk.
That's okay. You're doing fine. You're answering almost like we could understand.
I try to give my best. I'm so sorry.
You're answering almost like we could understand every word you're saying, so you're doing great.
Thanks a lot. Because my English is not so good.
No, it is. It's fine. It's fine. You'll do fine at the Metal Messiah Radio Festival here. No problem. So, Gara, tell us what's coming up next for the band. What do you got planned for the rest of the year?
So, the next bands are... celebrating our 30th birthday show, traveling over Europe all the time, and in general we will go to South America, as I told you before.
Yep.
And I don't know, playing, and preparing for the next album. I don't know.
There you go. That sounds good to me.
I'm 35 years old, so I started Tankard when I was 5. You understand my fucking jokes? That makes
funny
today. That makes brings love in my heart. You know,
I understand you because I'm 35 too. So
I can't. I can't imagine a life without Tankard.
None of us can.
Ah, come on.
Where can people go? What sites do you guys have out there that people could go learn more about the band, follow you guys around, buy your merchandise, all that kind of stuff?
I don't want the people buying our records. I don't want the people buying our merchandise. I want to meet you.
Okay, so where can what sites can people go to find out where you're going to be?
I tell you, please check out our new album, A Girl Called Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you like it. We are really satisfied with the album.
We'll be playing a lot of it on the show that this actually airs on anyways. And we play Tankard all the time. We love you guys here at the station, so.
Yeah, at the moment we play 3 songs from the new album.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 song is especially for you. It's a Metal Lady Boy.
Oh, there you go. Yep, me and Doro. Yeah, I know how you guys roll. It was for Doro, then now it's for me. Mm-hmm. All right, dear. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out to do this with us today. I know you're still reeling from last night's big brouhaha. It's your 30th.
Thank you. Oh, everything is good. Thank you for your support. And we really would like to come over and to have a beer together.
Oh, well, we're going to hold you to that. Thank you so much. Now, hang on the line for 1 second, okay?